From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. James Allen is reporting in the Times Union. Chatham High School on September 29th won the Class C South Division title against Helderberg Valley, the football fusion of Burn Knox, Westerlo, and Duanesburg. Helderberg was hoping for an upset, but Chatham's two touchdowns late in the second quarter put them in the lead, and they pulled ahead after halftime to secure a 40-7 victory on a waterlogged field in Duanesburg Elementary School. The win secured the South Division title for the Chatham Panthers, now 5-0 overall and 5-0 in the division. Chatham is ranked number 16 in the state. This is the team's first outright division crown since 2013 after it shared the title with Waterville last fall. Chatham senior quarterback Caleb Taylor said, and I quote, "It is awesome. I've been waiting for that for a while. We've wanted this for the last 3 years. I'm so glad we got it," end quote. Taylor commended the Helderberg team's performance. He said, and I quote, "They did a great job. They are well coached, and they gave us problems in the beginning. We were going backwards, and they hit us hard," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. The Greenville Central School District last week released a letter to all parents and guardians advising their children may have been exposed to hand, foot, and mouth disease, also known as Coxsackie virus. Greenville Superintendent Tammy Sutherland said that after speaking with one of the district's nurses, and I quote, "There are a few confirmed cases of Coxsackie virus, which is expected," end quote. Sutherland said the letter, and I quote, "is proactive to make parents aware of possible exposure and to provide information about the virus," end quote. According to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, HFMD is a common viral illness that usually affects infants and children younger than 5 years old. However, it can sometimes occur in older children and adults. Typical symptoms include fever, mouth sores, and skin rash. Exposure to the virus can be caused through close personal contact. HFMD is often confused with foot and mouth or hoof and mouth disease, which affect cattle, sheep, and pigs, but the two diseases are unrelated and caused by different viruses. Anyone who comes down with the virus is advised to stay home and to check with a healthcare professional about when to return to work or school. The Coxsackie virus was discovered in 1948 by a scientist working at the State Department of Health in Albany. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, or The Cat, the latest big box retail store location swap in Greenport. The future of local Rite Aid stores has largely been unknown since the acquisition of the company by Walgreens in September 2017. Now comes word that Walgreens will move its Greenport store across the street from its current location into the building now occupied by Rite Aid at 173 Fairview Avenue. According to Williams, this will happen after Rite Aid is shuttered and Walgreens will close its current location. A factor in making the move, at its current spot, Walgreens cannot sell alcohol while the Rite Aid can, thanks to special zoning. Walgreens is the second largest drugstore chain in the nation behind CVS. The company has not yet disclosed any plans for its abandoned 14,000-square-foot Catskill location after the contents were cleared out and liquidated on August 11th. Read the full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting Democrat incumbent Andrew Cuomo holds a wide lead over Republican challenger Mark Molinaro in the race for New York governor, according to a poll released October 1st. The Siena poll found that 50% of the registered voters participating supported Cuomo, while 28% backed Molinaro. Working Families Party candidate Cynthia Nixon is at 10%, with the remaining minor party candidates receiving combined support of 4%. While 8% of those polled remain undecided, Siena said. In New York City, Cuomo leads Molinaro by 61 points and by 24% in the downstate suburbs. Upstate, Cuomo is ahead by only 2 points. In a statement released to the media, the Molinaro campaign said it rejects the Siena poll, and I quote, as part of Andrew Cuomo's corrupt rigged system, end quote. In other races, from U.S. Senate to State Attorney General, Democrats are also leading by wide margins. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.